This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the car. And you know what? You know, I say it all the time, but I want you part of the conversation, for real. Okay? I mean, you don't really understand. You don't really get all sides of the issue. And I know some of us think that whatever we say is true and real and all that fun stuff, but it's not. Hey, let's just be honest about it. I don't always get it right. I mean, it is pretty embarrassing doing what I do for a living for me to have to go, you know, I blew it last night. That was stupid. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, doing whatever it is that you do to make it better in your community. And that's the other thing, too. You know what? You heard it earlier. You heard it with, what was his name? Corey Duncan. You heard him tell you that you got to get involved in local politics. I've been telling you that for years. You have to be involved in local politics. And that might just be holding the guy that you supported, the girl that you supported in a position on city council, school board, whatever, hold your feet to the fire. Make sure they're doing what's best for the community. Remember something. It's a hard lesson for me to learn, too. Just because you think it doesn't mean it's good for everybody. What's good for you may not be good for everybody. But you need to make sure that you're having these people work. They need to do the work they're supposed to do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, I got a whole bunch of stuff that's making me crazy tonight. Trump's budget aims to end, and I'm okay with this. I think this should be mandatory for every federal / state worker. Trump's budget aims to end automatic pay hikes for federal workers and make firing easier. When it comes to government employees, you know, they tell you that they need unions and they need civil service and they don't. You do not need all that support. See, the days of unions of old. Now, you've heard me and David Bego talk about this, right? There are some businesses that deserve to be unionized because they're jerks. They treat their people like crap. They're jerks. And they need somebody on their case. Really that simple. But for the most part, the way businesses are, especially in California, you've got like four levels of protection. You don't need that many. So President Trump put underperforming federal workers on notice last week, including his $4 trillion budget plan. Now, I'm not happy with the budget plan as a whole, but that's a story for another day. Now, following on Trump's campaign promise to drain the swamp, the plan calls for several big changes. Includes ending automatic pay hikes that kick in irrespective of performance. Changing retirement benefits, making it easier to fire bad employees and reward good ones. Why haven't we been doing that all along? See, I never understood this. If you're not doing the job, right, the way it's been called, and they always say people work differently. Well, that's not a good enough excuse. If I have 10 people on janitorial services and their floors are the same, right? They're all doing the same job. And one guy in particular can't seem to get it done every day, but everybody else gets it done without a problem. Somebody either needs to step up or go. And if that one guy's getting a raise every year automatically, not the bonus, why should the other ones work harder? They see he's getting money. Why bother? And you've seen this happen over and over and over again. It's kind of a subtle, soft form of socialism. Everybody gets a reward. Everybody, it's a trophy thing, right? It's wrong. You got somebody gets the job done, they want to work. I mean, seriously, how many of the VA people would still be around today if this was in place? Now, the workforce and the workplace have evolved in recent decades, but the government personnel system remains a relic of 1950. Federal workers themselves overwhelmingly agree in surveys that the existing system fails to reward the best performers or appropriately deal with the worst ones. White House budget fact sheet reads describing the plan as bringing the government in line with the private sector practices, which it should, because you lose too many government people to the private sector. Now, we all know, you know, the idea is you're not going to get rich in the government. You're not going to get rich working for the government. But it definitely is a steady job. It definitely is a secure job in a lot of ways. Trump previewed the plan in his first State of the Union address last month. During the speech, the president called on Congress to empower every cabinet secretary with the authority to reward good workers and remove federal employees who undermine the system. Right? Especially the ones that fail American people. The fiscal 2019 budget proposal offers many new details. The budget proposal seeks to align total compensation with private sector, noting that the current system fails. Right? Does you know, some people, even in the school district I'm in, some people get paid poorly. Some people get paid too much. Some people who aren't doing the job and are being paid decently need to go. It's like that everywhere. Every organization has that issue. The White House is calling for the abandoning of across-the-board pay increases for 2019 in order to realign incentives by having enhancing performance-based pay and slowing the frequency of tenure-based step-and-column increases, which are very common in the government. You don't have to be good at what you do. You just have to take a certain class, you know, one of many, and be there another year, and you move along step-and-column. So federal employees with a high school diploma or less earn approximately 53% more than peers with similar education levels in private sector. So what do I need a college education for? If I can make more money working for the government in a secure job than having to put up with a private sector, why would I bother? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Lots more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. 1-800-246. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on. Lots happening up there on the website.
Yeah.
And you give me your email address because I send an email once a week. And you can, you know, again, watch live, listen live, take the polls. A lot you can do up there. The next week will be at CPAC. When? Thursday, Friday. You get to hear all the noise in the background, all the fun stuff, all the good stuff, right? But I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do. And, you know, get involved. I don't care if it's locally. Get involved, you know, get involved in the conversation here. I knew that's where you guys thought it was going to go. But I was just thinking about what Corey Duncan said in the first hour. And I was thinking about how, you know, we don't want to get involved. You don't have to take office. but help the right people. And I don't mean the people everybody's excited about. Make sure you know who the heck you're backing. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you know the person that you're telling people to vote for. And you can say it's hard to know them, but, you know, we got that thing called the interweb today. You can do a little bit of your own homework. You talk to friends that you really trust, that you really know. And then you make your decision. You don't get all hyped up and go, I like what this guy has to say. No. No. Because behind closed doors, a lot of these guys are different. I've worked with some of them. I've supported some of them who were totally different when the doors were closed than they were out in front of the public. And I'm not patting myself on the back, but you know what? My problem is I am that guy. I'm exactly the same way behind a closed door, right, as I am on the radio. I'm an elected official, and apparently I don't have a filter, and it makes a lot of our people nervous. Forget the other side. They love it. But it makes our people nervous. And if our people like what I'm doing, like what I'm saying, then they need to come out and support me and people like me and people that they're in line with, no matter what people around them are saying or calling them. You back down too easy. You know, some of you more civil Republicans or civil conservatives, you don't like what we have to say or the way we say it. So you like what we're doing, you just don't like what we're saying. How does that make sense? And where does that make sense? I've sat with a lot of you lately who said, oh, I don't like the way Trump says it. I mean, I get what he's saying, and I know it's going to help us, but I don't like the way he says it. Really? Are we really at that point? Right? Are we really at the point where it's the flavor of how we say it as opposed to what we do and how we get it done? See, if President Trump can keep the little Asian guy over there in North Korea from pressing the button by saying, my button's bigger than yours, it's well-oiled and I'll use it, I'm okay with that. If it keeps him from launching one missile, I'm okay with that. And then you have the other, you know, it makes me nuts when you go on with this. We go all the way back to the days of Reagan. Remember when Reagan was screaming at Gorbachev to tear down the wall? Remember that one? And the deal with it is, they all called him a cowboy detente. They called it, you know, cowboy diplomacy. It'll never work. I'm sorry. The Berlin Wall is no longer there. Is it? Right? So if the Berlin Wall's no longer there, and it came about because of what Ron Reagan said, what's the problem? Seriously, I don't understand what your issue is. And again, you got these federal employees. A senior official with the Office of Management and Budget told USA Today, they didn't tell this to you, you know, Joe Messina or anybody like that, but the official said that the proposal would change how more than 1.5 million federal, are you hearing this? 1.5 million federal workers are paid. It would focus on performance-based raises instead of current system that typically increases just based on how long you've been there. When is that good? Seriously, when is that any good? The budget also proposes $1 billion interagency workforce fund, which would replace the across-the-board pay raise. The proposal would present targeted pay incentives to reward and retain high performance of those with most essential skills. Senior administration officials said that the president's proposal would slow salary increases, generating $10 billion over 10 years. Now, think about something. You know that these guys aren't going to go for this, right? Because this is on the same budget bill where Pelosi says we're not spending enough money for the little people. We're not spending enough money for entitlement programs. How in God's creation she's going to allow federal employees to take a pay break is beyond me. Senior administration officials said that the president's proposal would slow salary increases, generating $10 billion over 10 years. Now, transitioning to a more performance-focused workforce would also mean that federal workers with poor reviews could more easily be fired. That's why is that bad? You know what? Anybody who's not performing well, anybody who's underperforming, and I'm not saying you fire them at the first review, but anybody who's underperforming is wasting taxpayer money anyhow. Is that really what we want? Do we want to keep wasting taxpayer money? And not only do the Pelosi's of the world mind wasting taxpayer money, but to add insult to injury, they want to give them a raise for doing a poor job. How democratic of them. The component seems to mirror the Veterans Affairs Accountability and Whistleblower Protection Act, which Congress passed and Trump signed last June, making it easier to fire employees accused of malpractice or wrongdoing. Right? I mean, these people worked there for years. It's almost impossible to get rid of them. The administration has touted that the program, but union members have protested in the recent months saying that the VA facilities do not have enough workers to provide adequate health care, and that veterans are suffering as a result of the shortage. Not true. And it's not that they don't have enough workers. They may not have enough workers. I get that. But when you heard of what was done, and those employees weren't fired for getting rid of schedules, for falsely putting somebody on the schedule, for claiming somebody was dead that wasn't. Seriously. Some say he seems to be interested in political revenge by firing people. That's what the president of the federal government employees, David Cox, told the paper. No. He's interested in firing people who aren't working. Why is that always a bad thing? We'll go to the phones after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you call, as we have a few call from time to time, just hang in there. Got to finish my thought. You know? Unless it says Vice President Pence or President Trump in the title, I'm not going to stop talking right away. You know what I'm saying? And a few others I wouldn't mind getting a hold of, but not for the same reason. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. You know, I've got so many stories I want to try to get to. But as I was saying, ultimately, you really got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You want to change things for your kids, your nieces, your nephews, your grandchildren? Then get off your butt. Get engaged. Get involved. It's really that simple. So, I wouldn't want to be a teacher today for a multitude of reasons. But stuff like this just makes me nuts. Seriously makes me nuts, right? Student polls that Pledge of Allegiance stunt. Now, I'll explain to you why this is irritating in a minute. And a teacher pulls him to his feet, and they level abuse charges against the teacher. Okay? This is definitely the great softening of America going on here. You know, there was once a chasm. I mean, it was not a good thing, right? If you knew these things existed, yet you still blew them off. Now all right, let me regain my thoughts, because I am three paragraphs ahead of myself right now in my head. And yes, that can be done, seriously. So there was sort of chasm of knowledge and power between school-bound young people and adults who would corral themselves, right, through the day in our nation's public education system. Teachers and counselors and administrators have dedicated their lives to the upbringing and the guidance of our nation's youngsters, and in many ways are vastly under-recognized. And it's true. There's a lot of teachers don't get the kudos they should get. There are a lot of teachers that don't get thrown out as they should. It's just resentment coupled with the absurdity. I mean, all this crazy stuff going on in schools, things that schools are sued for, and they have to defend themselves with your money, I always get a kick out of the fact when one state agency sues another. There's nothing to lose. Why? It's all your money. Doesn't matter. You know, and the youth of our society, especially the education systems now with all the legal stuff the parents have brought against schools that they can't afford to fight, the kids are getting away with murder because they can't afford to fight it. Right? Now, thanks to this unending and persuasive societal swing towards always calling on the ultimate authority to settle disputes, we're seeing a country of kids being raised to only respect their fellow man while facing the threat of legal retribution. People only move when they think they're going to be sued. I can't tell you how many people I deal with on a regular basis go, I don't want to be sued for it. No longer American children hold on to the humility and necessary to learn from those around them. You know, that's the other thing I've learned, too, about young kids. Not all young kids. But a lot of young kids you can't teach anything to. They know it all. They've been told, they read, or whatever. They know it all. They have all the answers. In other words, discipline is dead in our nation. It's true. There's a lot of things that schools can't do when it comes to discipline anymore. Right? They need to learn a little bit of a lesson in humility. They really need to understand what's going on before they take a knee or swear at a cop or refuse to salute the flag. Now, in Colorado, where a teacher urging a student to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, the teacher's been arrested. That's right. Karen Smith, the physical education teacher at, looks like, Angvine Middle School in Lafayette, Colorado, is accused of grabbing a student by his jacket and forcing him to stand during the recitation and then forcibly removing him from a classroom afterward. Now, Smith, a 20-year teacher veteran, turned herself into the police on February 1st to face the charges of child abuse. Seriously. Or, actually, they call it assault on third-degree assault. Think about this. Today, the school district she just knew this was coming. Today we learned that the Boulder City District Attorney's Office has formally charged Angvine Middle School physical education teacher Karen Smith. Ms. Smith has served the Boulder Valley School District for 20 years and is currently on paid administrative leave. We're cooperating with the District Attorney's Office and respect the decision on the matter. We're unable to comment further because it remains a personnel matter, which is true. Legally, it's true. Even worse, the Boulder Valley doubled down on the student side and argued by reiterating that there was no rule regarding standing for the pledge. Obviously, the story of Smith and the student is one that can only be told from Smith's own perspective. But you know what's going to happen? She's either going to go to jail or have to back down. Right? I mean, seriously, you set these kids up like this. You parents, you heard in the last hour, you've set us up for this. You've set us up to have to deal with these kids. Because your little Johnny or Susie or whatever his name is, or her name is, or what they identify as, right? You've set them up to believe that whatever they say is right, they should be able to do what they want to do, that the world revolves around them, and then you've set the little monster loose at us. Not cool. And you know what's going to happen when little Johnny gets in the real world? He or she will not always win their lawsuit. Think about it. They won't. They're going to have to work. And nobody's going to care at all what little Johnny stands for or doesn't stand for. You know what I mean? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, just doing the right thing. God, you make me nuts. All right, let's see what else we got going on here. Facebook. Oh, wow. Yeah, you know what? If they can, it's too bad. You're just going to have to deal with it. Because, I'm not going to be afraid to do these stories because Facebook is going to pull us down. She's not going to do it. I'm too stubborn to do it. But Facebook blocks crowdfunding site for a new movie on how abortion became legal. Now, some of you know the story behind that. and the subsequent years that have gone by and how they lied. Yeah, you heard me. They lied. And even, I don't know which one of them came up, but one of them came out and said, yeah, you know what? No, what I did was wrong, and I lied about A, B, and C. But you can't go back and change it. It's too done now, right? Can't change all those years of damage. And remember, when this thing started, it was supposed to be strictly for the health of the mother. It was not supposed to be a regular place you could go, you know, doing millions of these a year. Was never meant to be that. But we love to turn things around. January 18, 2018, so it's, you know, about a month ago, so I don't want you to get crazy with me. You know, you got the world of Hollywood and the pro-life activists, they joined forces with the goal of producing a film chronicling the little-known true story behind 1973 U.S. abortion ruling of Roe v. Wade. Now, Facebook doesn't seem to like the project. They find it distasteful. The social media giant has blocked access to crowdfunding. Now, I'm watching our broadcast light, so we'll see what happens. I want to know how long it takes them. They blocked access to the crowdfunding site for this particular movie, which means you couldn't get there from Facebook. We need your support now more than ever. Facebook has banned us from inviting friends or liking our pages. Right? They won't even share the paid ads, the ones that they've already been paid for. Princeton professor Robert George reacted in the Facebook posting saying, given Facebook's claim to be neutral and an open forum for discussion, this important issue, it's just scandalous that they won't allow it to be released. Or they won't allow people to give money to it. We'll hit this more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
depending on how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
We are back. You'd think after all this time I would know that, where that button is. I'm your host for the evening. Maybe not mentally, but physically. Joe Messina, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, head up to the website. You know, we always appreciate anything you do to help out the show. You head over, you have a little button up there called Patreon. And that allows you to be part of the team, part of the process, if you would. Right? Give up a cup of coffee a month and send it to me. Although, you have to drink up one of those expensive. Well, maybe give up two cups of coffee a month. That'll probably about do it. That gets you into the bottom rung. If you you want to donate as much as $5,000, I will show up at your house with the presents. Seriously. I won't sing or dance, but I'll come with the presents. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me. If you head up to the website, give me your email address. I send out an email every week, let you know what's going on. And next week, we're coming up on CPAC. It's a CPAC a week. And I think you'll enjoy, probably bring back, I usually do it, bring back a lot of interviews where I can go ahead and do them for the next week coming up. And I go after some of the B players. And when I say that, I don't mean that to degrade them. But I'm not looking for Ted Cruz. I'm not looking for, because everybody's asking them the same questions. It's the same stuff. You hear it over and over again. Unless I'm the only show you listen to, which would be sad. I expect you to listen to other shows. You're going to hear the same. So what I do, years gone by, I've had black conservatives on. I've had atheist conservatives, which I don't get, but they seem to love it. right? Conservatives against the death penalty, or as they call themselves, conservatives against capital punishment. All of that. So, you know, I do have different the different players on. So we were talking about how Facebook had banned and still does. They still get in the way. They still slow people down. You talk about this, and I talk about it enough, guess what will happen? You won't be able to find the show. So there was a there is a movie, and they're trying to raise money for the movie to get the money put get the movie put out there. And it's the real story behind Roe versus Wade, and it includes the you know the lies that were told to make it happen. And the understanding of what it was for. It was never supposed to be a gross wave of the wand where anybody could have an abortion anytime for any reason. That was not it. Now, this movie will tell the untold story of how people lied, how the media lied, and how the courts were manipulated to pass a law that since has killed over 60 million Americans, 60 million humans. And I'm sure that they never intended, that court even then never intended for partial birth abortions or late-term abortions. Really that simple. According to the film's fundraising website, many documentaries have been made, but no one has had the courage to make an actual feature film, a theatrical movie about the true story. I'd love to see that. Pro-life activist Elvita King, niece of Martin Luther King, and seasoned actor co-producer Nick Lowe have already secured commitments from actors like John Voight. He'll play one of the United States Supreme Courts in the movie. Oh, Supreme Court justices, not the court. Bah. We're launching this campaign for the most important pro-life movie in history, continues the website. This will be the first movie ever about a true story of Roe versus Wade. And that's the other thing, you know, we never find out, never know about this stuff till late. Right? Seriously, think about it. That's right, think about it. So, why wouldn't you support like this, something like this, right? Elvita King is a promotional video about the movie explains that the big screen movie is a real untold story of how mountains of lies led to the injustice to deprive millions of people of human dignity and human rights. So isn't that funny? Because you really on the left would have to really work hard. Because most of you only answer, when we talk about this kind of stuff, your response is always the woman has a right to choose. You never deal with the forces of whether the baby is a human or not. Never. You don't answer those questions. Because then the whole narrative doesn't sound as sexy anymore, does it? Now, Loeb and others are exploring legal recourse to the Facebook blockade, which is preventing fundraising during the crucial first days after the movie has been announced. Now, again, Roe vs. Wade movie begins with the founder of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, the non-woman activist. She had no love for women. She didn't care about you women. She cared about making sure that blacks didn't populate. She, her only intention was keeping undesirables, her words, not mine, from procreating. How you loons on the left have rolled that into support for women's rights, you're out of your mind. If it makes you feel better, I guess it's okay for you. She stated at one of her first speeches delivered at the KKK, that her intention was to reduce the growth of the African-American population. The KKK supported her financially then, and think about who wants to support her now. The Democratic Party. It has nothing to do with women's rights. The movie shows how abortionist Dr. Bernard Nathanson and feminist Betty Friedman were enlisted in the effort, and how poor girl with a 10th grade education, Norma Corvey, a.k.a. Jane Roe, was manipulated as a pawn for the purpose of the abortion movement. It details how fake polls, fake statistics were fed to the media, and how Hollywood joined in the effort of producing movies and TV shows with pro-abortion themes. I remember seeing that in Fame. Do you guys remember the old movie shows, Fame, back in the 70s? There was a girl in an abortion clinic there. And she was asking the nurse, I'm doing the right thing, right? Because I have a whole career in front of me. I'm doing the right thing, right? I'm too young to have a baby. I don't have somebody to help me. My family would never love me again. I can't, going through all these negative things. What do you think you should have thought about that before you had unprotected sex at 16? What about that? Maybe that's what your family will be disappointed about. Not the fact that you're going to have a baby. And don't tell me that your family's not going to love you anymore because you're going to... That's not true. They may be mad. They may be upset. Right? You got to give them time, too. It's not fair. Some of these young people unload these things on their parents. And they think you're supposed to go, oh, it's okay. Yeah, you know, it happens. No. You have got to give them time to process just like you want it. Most people don't know that the very people who spent their lives fighting to legalize abortion were faced with the harsh consequences soon after. At the end of the movie, Bernard, through the help of new sonogram technology, realized that he's killing babies. He confesses all the lies and became a leading activist in pro-life movement. Even Norma, a Jane Roe, realized that she was manipulated and becomes a leading activist to protect life. So the people that lied to you turned around and said, hey, and one who was manipulated turned around and said, oh, wow, this is wrong. I didn't mean to do this. This is not the way it was supposed to be. Co-producer Nick Loeb may seem as a surprising driving force behind the project due to his long-standing court battle to protect two frozen embryos he created with former fiancée actress Sofia Vergara. Right? Every day my pro-life stance grows stronger, Loeb told LifeSite News. As I've read the history of the abortion movement, more than 40 books, and educated myself on how it works and seen all the pictures, they've all made me a little more adamant to protect life. It's been a real journey for me, he said, and now I hope I can educate others, continued Loeb. Some who have been pro-choice have read my screenplay and have changed their mind on the topic, especially when they read the part about Dr. Bernard Nathanson. Some who had always thought that what was in the womb was just a glob of cells now understand a lot about this human life. Loeb went on to say that I've been in the room when a woman has had her first sonogram, and you hear the heartbeat. And you don't understand how anyone can think that that's not a human life. When you hear a heartbeat, what do you think it's going to be, a salamander? In Joe's words. When LifeSite News asked if his attributes toward surrogacy process have changed, Loeb said, I don't think we should be freezing embryos, but if you do, you should be required by law to bring them to term or give them up for adoption. Regarding the problematic aspects of surrogacy, freezing embryos, and so far stalled attempts to bring his daughters to term, Loeb expressed regret, but not despair or defeat. Think about it. He said, look, hindsight's 20/20. You can't fix mistakes you made in the past. And he's right. Look, we do this all the time. We make these decisions, we come because we have to have it a certain way, and then we realize we make a mistake, but we don't fight with the same fervor to turn that mistake around. Why not? I'm just curious. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We'll have a lot of fun again tomorrow. Hey, I'm here every day. Hopefully you are too. God bless, and have a great rest of the day.